It's been a while since I've recorded an episode. I've been busy the last few months. But today I'm going to cover the home renovation incentive in Ireland. First of all, are you a property owner in Ireland? And are you planning to do work on your home or rental property? If so, then the home renovation incentive may be for you. The Home Renovation Incentive in Ireland provides tax relief for homeowners and landlords by way of a tax credit at 13.5% of qualifying expenditure incurred on the repair, renovation, improvement work carried out on your main residence or a property that you rent out, provided the work is done by a qualifying contractor. Also, any property you rent out must be occupied by a tenant and registered with the Residential Tenancies Board in Ireland, RTB, within 6 months of the work being carried out. The following is a summary of the principal features of the incentive as follows. It runs until the 31st December 2018. The type of work that qualifies for it include painting, decorating and tiling, plastering, plumbing and rewiring, bathroom upgrades, fitted kitchen, windows replacement, extension and attic conversions, garages, driveways and landscaping, septic tank repair or replacement, and insulation. However, the types of work that don't qualify are goods and services provided by your contractor that have a VAT rate of 23%, such as carpets, furniture, appliances, and services such as architects' fees. Also, you cannot claim for work or materials that you provide yourself. To qualify for the home renovations incentive, the work must cost a minimum of €4,405, excluding VAT, up to a maximum expenditure of €30,000, excluding VAT. Therefore, the tax relief available to homeowners and landlords will be between €595 minimum and €4,050 maximum. You may have a single rental property that is converted into multiple units. Each rental unit is treated separately for the home renovation incentive. The maximum of €30,000 expenditure applies to each of the rental units. If any work is granted or any insurance compensation proceeds are received, then the amount of relief will be reduced. You must make any claim through the Revenue Home and Renovation Incentive System, which can be accessed on Revenue My Account if PAYE or Ross if self-employed. You can only do so if the property is registered in your name for the local property tax. The tax relief will be granted over the 2 years following the year in which the work is paid or deemed to be paid, 50% in each year. If you cannot use the tax credit in the 2 years, then it can be carried forward to later years. Building contractors must be VAT registered and tax compliant to carry out any work under the incentive. You should ensure that your contractor is a qualifying contractor, otherwise you won't be able to claim the HRI tax credit. Building contractors must inform the revenue in advance of the details of any work to be carried out, and they will be required to notify the revenue of any payments in respect of any work. Homeowners and landlords will be able to view the information provided to the revenue by the contractor through the online system in place and can claim the relief through that system. I hope you find this useful, and if you have any questions or need advice, feel free to contact me.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's all for today's episode. Hopefully it won't be so long till I post another episode. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Thanks for listening.